So far, in regards to halachas about Chol HaMoed, we've spoken about three categories of halachas where it's mutter to do malacha because of them. One was Tzarchei HaMoed, anything that has a purpose for Chol HaMoed, you can do malacha for. The next one was Ochel Nefesh, anything food-related. You can also cook and do any of the malachas needed for food. And the third was a Davar HaAved, any loss, financial loss, loss of opportunity. The fourth category is what we call a poel, a worker, ve'ein lo malachol. A worker who doesn't have food, can't have food, so not only can he work, the person who doesn't have food himself, he can work, but you as an employer can also employ that person. Even if you're a Jewish employer, and he's a Jewish employee, and you don't need any work done for Chol HaMoed, your business will be fine, you won't lose any money, but if you have a worker that doesn't have food to eat, so he could work on Chol HaMoed, and you could actually employ him on Chol HaMoed, and there's no problem. Now there's a question, what does it mean, ein lo malechol? Some people take it literally. It means he has no food. Once he gets past basic bread and water and basic staples, you no longer have the heter, and you need to rely on one of the other categories. Other poskim are more lenient, and they say, no, even if he has bread and water, if he doesn't have enough money to buy what he needs for Chol HaMoed, to enjoy Chol HaMoed, what he's going to need to enjoy yontiv, meat and wine and chicken, that's also called a pol of ein lo malechol, and one could also work and employ that person on Chol HaMoed. Have a good day.